know.
The hand on the left.
We will call to order this committee on elections and rules this day, 12 of May 2005. We'll open a public hearing on Senate Bill 197, the ever-patient Senator Walker. Please come forward. Please read the summary, Cletus.
Mr. Chair and Committee, SB 197 prescribes deadline for individual nominated or elected by write-in votes to file form accepting nomination for office. Specifies deadlines for filing officers to deliver form and certificate of nomination or election to individual. Sets deadline for write-in candidates nominated at a primary election to file statement of economic interest with the Oregon Government Standards and Practice Commission.
Cletus, thank you for that rousing rendition of Senate Bill 197. Senator Walker, welcome to our committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's a delight to be here. Vicki Walker, State Senator, District 7. And yes, I've been patient, and because I think I've sent you a couple of notes, and I've really appreciated you staying on top of it with me, because this is one of the early bills that came out. As you can see, it's 197, so it was early filed. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm just going to be straight with you. I'm just not going to try to hide behind anything. This is the third time for this bill, and I'm going to tell you the history of the first two times. And that's why you see this time this bill, it was introduced as a committee bill. It doesn't have my name on it. but I'm just going to give it to you straight. In the 2001 election, I was in an election with a write-in candidate. And this write-in candidate did not accept the nomination after the election for some time.
Were they able to track down Mickey Mouse?
That's very sweet of you. They were able to track down my opponent quite easily. But he did not accept right away because he didn't have to. The law doesn't allow for that. The law was just blank as respect to that. And so I had I had legislative counsel write me a letter about that and told me where the blanks in the law were, and the law did not specify any specific deadline for accepting the nomination. So I asked them to draft me a bill to correct that problem. And the first session, the bill passed the House and sat in the Senate, and it was killed by Senator Harper because he said he'd had a request to do so by the Republican Party of Lane County. Do you have a question?
Yes, if the chair would permit me.
Yes, the chair will permit you a question.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Senator Walker, you said that you proposed this bill to solve the problem. Were you going to get to telling us what the problem was?
Oh, yes, I thought I did, but I'll repeat it. Maybe I wasn't very clear. The problem was that this person was a write-in candidate at the election, and he did not accept his nomination right away. Later, he did. Also, the second part of this bill is that this candidate never had to file a statement of economic interest because he was a write-in candidate. That, again, the law is silent in those two areas. The statement of economic interest, as you all know, has to be filed by April 15th of every year when you file your tax return. It's kind of a nitty little thing that gets in the way of taxes, but it's important to people in the state so they understand where our interests lie. So this bill asks that both of those things apply to write-in candidates. The county elections offices actually like the bill because they have a number of write-in candidates at the local level, and they were having a problem because these people would not accept right away, and so they would like to do that. So I introduced the bill, and it just kept getting caught up in politics. And
in this building?
Yeah, it did. Everyone likes the bill, but it just became kind of a political thing, and that was okay, I guess, because that happened last session. I got in a little disagreement with someone, and so the bill just sat. And so this is third time around, and I'm hoping it's a charm, because it really is a good government bill. My name's not on it. It's an interim general government bill, and it would apply to everyone who's a write-in candidate.
Mr. Chair. May I make a comment since I'm not allowed to have another question?
Are you limited to questions in this committee, Mr. Chair?
Only Billy.
Oh.
Representative Dalton, you may ask a question or a comment.
Thank you. Well, then I will ask a question. Senator, I was clear of the problem that the bill was resolving, but I wasn't clear on why it was a problem to you that somebody was delaying accepting. And that's just my curiosity.
Oh, I'm
And then
sorry.
The other thing, since we're, this is...
Please follow up before the answer. Get it in.
And then the other thing was... Thank you, Representative Kitts, Mr. Chairman. The other thing was the statement of economic origin comes in the year following a candidacy status or an election status. It doesn't. Well, it would have to come afterwards. So you want to see the statement of economic interest for the person after the fact, after you beat them?
No. Mr. Chair and Representative Dalto, thank you for those thoughts. Let me respond to the first one. The reason it was problematical is because I felt it was important to know who my opponent was, and I thought it was important for the people of my district to know if there was really someone else in the race. So that's why that was important. The second issue is that we're required to file these statements by April 15th, but if you recall, when you file your candidacy, you have to file in March. And so all candidates for their first time out will always be filing one of these during their candidacy. So this person was not elected until the May election when he was elected on the write-in ballot. So there was no provision in the law to require this person to file a statement of economic interest. He did because I challenged him to do so, even though there was a gap in the law. That's why.
Okay, thank you.
Representative Farr.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Walker, I'm just assuming in looking on page 1, section 1, subsection 2, A, B, and C, this is in accordance with the statute as it currently reads for all candidates.
Mr. Chair and Representative Farr, somehow I misplaced the bill because I've got last session's bill. Could the committee
please bring a copy of the bill.
I don't apologize for that. I was well organized. Thank you, Mr. Moore. Okay, could you ask me that question again, Mr. Chair and Representative Farr?
Yes, thank you. It's Section 1, Subsection 2. A says not later than the 30th day after the election, B not later than the 45th day, and C not later than the 50th day. Is that in accordance with the current statute for all candidates? It isn't changed for a write-in. It just brings it into compliance with...
Well, Mr. Chair and Representative Farr, those are the dates that the county elections office said would work best with them. And when I talked to legislative council, that was based on their opinion. And working with county elections and the state elections office, they felt that was what we should put in statute. Because in, especially with regard to the statement of economic interest, it says that it should be filed within 30 days after the filing date for the general election. That's not in your bill. This is in my opinion from legislative council, which actually I could make a copy for you. But a candidate nominated by write-in votes at the primary election does not file for placement on the general election ballot. Therefore, they wouldn't come in compliance within 30 days of the filing date. So you see, that's why we have to file by April 15th.
Does that answer your question, Representative?
Yes.
Are there any other questions? Seeing a further question, Representative Greenlick.
Senator Walker, where's the piece on the statement of economic interest?
That would be
30 days after deadline for general election.
The statement of economic interest.
Page 5.
That's the one on page 5.
Yes, on page 5. Yes, Mr. Chair, Representative Gleeman. That's 21 through 25.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Representative. Thank you, Senator. Are there any further questions of Senator Walker regarding Senate Bill 197 or any other questions that you might have of Senator Walker since we have her on the hot seat?
Yeah, I have a question about the forthcoming election, but I won't ask it.
I think your chair already asked me if I was running for president.
State by state, the crusade shall go. Colleagues, at this time, we're going to close the public hearing on Senate Bill 197 and open a work session on Senate Bill 197 and unleash the political handcuffs that have been on this bill for three sessions now. So free at last. The bill is free at last.
I have the honor of moving Senate Bill 194 with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Greenlick moves Senate Bill 197 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
I object, Mr. Chair. I think he should say he should have the honor of unshackling Senate Bill 197.
It only works if you strenuously object. Any discussion on that other than Representative Dalto's verbiage questioning? Seeing no further discussion. Anetta?
Aye.
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 Aye. You want to file a minority report?
Wait, can I
change my vote? Let me look at the related clause.
What's the related to clause?
Hey, this is a very serious committee, guys. If you could act like it, I'd appreciate it.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Senate Bill 197 is free to go to the House floor where its destiny awaits.
Free at last.
Senator Walker, is there a preference of who you'd like to carry this bill on this committee?
On the consent calendar.
Oh, we can't let it free that quick. I think Representative Dalto would be a wonderful character for this bill.
No good details on punishment.
I appreciate the good representative from Salem volunteering to carry the political hostage known as Senate Bill 197.
If you're getting four words out of me.
Good bill should pass.
That's all you're getting.
Colleagues, we're adjourned.
Good committee.